morning, my friends. We are halfway there. I was thinking of playing the Bon Jovi song for you, but then I thought that would just age me, or I don't know. We are halfway there, and it's day 20. We started this journey together 20 days ago, and in the chapter, I reminded everyone why 40 was so important, because now we can kind of look back at the 20 days, day 20 today, another, please God, for the next 20 or 19 more days until Yom Kippur. But if you remember, when Moshe first came down from Har Sinai, from Mount Sinai, saw the Jews sinning with a golden calf. That was the 17th of Tammuz. That's when he broke the tablets and prayed on behalf of the Jewish people for how many days? 40. It was Rosh Chodesh Elul 40 days later when God invited Moshe back to Har Sinai for the second set of tablets, giving us another chance. And that's why Elul, this whole month, is really a second chance month. And what happened? Moses then spent 40 days and 40 nights with God on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, getting the second set of tablets and then returning with them on Yom Kippur 40 days later. So you got two sets of 40 days there, very, very important. And what I didn't mention in the beginning that's in this chapter is all the other instances of 40. 40 is hugely important because it represents transformation and metamorphosis. 40 is the number of days that we know that the flood, in the days of Noah, ravaged and ultimately transformed the world. 40 is the amount of seot, I said, which is a liquid measure of water required for a mikvah. And what is a mikvah? It's a Jewish ritual bath, which is a source, really, of spiritual renewal and transformation. We know that a fetus is considered to be endowed with a soul and not just tissue after 40 days. We know that 40 years was how long our ancestors wandered in the wilderness. And again, they were transformed from that enslaved people that believed in the gods, the ancient gods of Egypt, into becoming monotheists. But that took 40 years. And we know the famous Talmudic sage, Rabbi Akiva. I like to talk about him a lot at MJE, because he only began to learn about Judaism at the age of 40. And I threw in also famous passage from the Talmud that a student doesn't really comprehend his teacher's Torah until he has studied under him for 40 years. So we got a lot of time together, please God. Also, I said, and this is important, every single Hebrew letter in the alphabet corresponds to another number. Aleph is 1, Bet is 2, Gimel is 3, Dalet is 4, Mem is 40. And we know that it's the first letter in the Hebrew word for water, Mayim, because water also transforms and purifies. And that's, of course, what we're going through in these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. I just thought at this midway point of 20, we talk about 40. And this is very, very important. And I'm just going to leave you with the challenge that I left everyone with in the chapter. Now that we're here for half the time for the first 20 days, we've got 20 days left. And let's ask ourselves, where do we want to see some change? Right? We've been learning together. We've been studying. Hopefully, you've been getting some great Torah insights. Let's personalize it now. What part of your relationships, let's say with other people, what we say in Hebrew, Ben Adam L'Chavero, what mitzvah pertaining to relationship with your fellow human being, your fellow Jew, could stand some improvement? Is it tzedakah? Is it giving more charity this year? Is it, you know, extending ourselves further? Is it just picking some chesed project, some, you know, act of kindness project that I embark upon now? Is it going to visit people in the hospital who are ill? Is it trying to be more positive about the way we speak about other people, being more careful about Lashon Hara? Whatever it is, pick one area of your Bein Adam L'Chavero, your relationship with your fellow human being. Pick one mitzvah in there and one other mitzvah that pertains to relationship with Hashem, whether that's Shabbat. We've talked about saying blessings before we eat. Very, very important, just pick one. Talmud says, I didn't put this in the chapter, but it's a very important idea. Tafasta maruba lo tafasta. If you try to grab onto too much, you'll end up with nothing. Choose one thing. I would suggest one thing in your relationship with God, one thing in your relationship with another human being, and visualize where you would like to be in 20 days by the time Yom Kippur arrives in terms of that issue. Imagine yourself observing that new mitzvah or becoming a little more serious about it. What does it look like? Think about what that could be like in 20 days and start today. There's no better day than now, especially as we've hit this wonderful landmark. Huge pat on the back. Give yourselves all a big yisher koach, rabbinic pat on the back for doing it. Let's continue. We should go from strength to strength.